When you think of event planning, what comes to mind? Maybe you're picturing someone wearing black, in heels, clipboard in hand, whispering into an earpiece as fireworks go off, perfectly synced to music. Or a beautifully curated crowd drifting through a sun-drenched Park City Main Street, while everything somehow goes exactly according to plan. Now let me tell you what event management actually looks like. It's early. You are camping, not glamping, camping, in a field behind a fairground in Colville. You got to bed 4 hours ago. The day hasn't even started yet, and already the phone is ringing.
My phone rings at 6:30 in the morning. I don't open my eyes, I just know I have to answer. And it's our Royal Restroom gal. I'm like, hi, Christine. What's up? My eyes are still closed. And I'm just listening to her, and she tells me, we're 10 days in, we have 2 more days, grand finale. She's like, will you go out to the restroom trailer and open the back door, hit the button, and tell me how full it is? Because I'll send out the dumper to pump it out. And I'm just laying there, and these two have their pillows over their head because they're trying to stay asleep. And I'm just going, okay, so you want me to go out and check the capacity of the trailer? And these two just roll over roaring. Because you have to make a joke about it. Even if it's bathrooms.
Welcome to the world of Michelle McDonald and Kate McChesney. They are the women behind the Park Silly Sunday Market on historic Main Street and a myriad of other events, including the Park City 4th of July celebration, Miner's Day, the Summit County Fair, and KPCW's Back Alley Bash. Between them, they have 82 event dates on the calendar, starting in May and running straight through October. Most of us show up to these events, listen to some live music, let the kids run around, and never once wonder how any of it got there. The tents, the vendors, the road closures, the detour signs that appear on the highway at 5:30 in the morning. That's Michelle and Kate. And if you've never heard of them, that's exactly how they like it. Think of them as Park City's version of Laverne and Shirley, except instead of a Milwaukee brewery, their workplace is the Wasatch Back. And instead of bottle caps, they are wrangling food trucks, managing police barricades, and yes, making very unglamorous rounds to the porta potties.
So many things on the bottom of my resume that hopefully no one will ever have to see again, because this is my life.
Once upon a time, Michelle worked in a completely different career and started out as a volunteer at Park Silly Market, long before she ever drew a paycheck. Kate moved to Park City in 2010, but she had been coming to visit since 2001. The two first met more than 20 years ago around a holiday dinner table, and Kate says she immediately knew Michelle was someone worth knowing.
She was also the host, I think, of Christmas Eve or Christmas. Her phone rang. She got up and she was gone for 25 minutes while the rest of us are just like, where'd she go?
Well, she was carving the turkey.
dealing with a client at the time, and then came back, sat down, didn't complain once about the call she just took for 25 or 30 minutes and just proceeded to celebrate the holidays with the rest of us. And that's when I knew she was the right person, because she has never been a drama queen. She's just always just, you know, doing her job and smiling at the end of it. And that's how we met.
Years later, Michelle briefly left Park City. She sold her house, packed up her life, and moved to Charlottesville, Virginia, hoping for a fresh start. It lasted exactly 82 days. And before she'd even booked her flight back home, Kate was already calling.
But before I left, I, with my tail between my legs, was reaching out to some friends back here going, I'm going to need a job again. And within hours, my phone's ringing. I'm like, why is Kate calling me? And I answered. She's like, hey, I heard you need a job.
I heard you got this.
Oh, you said her voice just perfectly. Hey.
She's like, we're looking for people for Park Silly Sunday Market. I'm like, I volunteered there. Are we getting paid?
Yeah. Yeah. Typical nonprofit response.
Yeah. So before I even left Charlottesville, I knew I had a job on deck.
That was 13 or 14 seasons ago, depending on who you ask. They've genuinely lost count. And the partnership has only deepened, along with the event roster and the stories, because there are so many stories. There was the year at Forum Fest at the Canyons when someone had the inspired idea to bring in a tethered hot air balloon. Beautiful red, white, and blue. It would take people up 20 feet in the air, then bring them back down. A perfect festive touch. It was also, as it turned out, an extremely blustery day.
There's a certain amount of weather or, you know, wind that you could possibly imagine. And so the guy comes.
Especially because it's between Red Pine Gondola, Orange Bubble Express,
and the mountain
and the Grand Summit.
It was a brilliant idea until it wasn't. And then we almost had Summit County Fair, Tyler Orgill. He was on the tether, and I thought he was going to fly away with the hot air balloon because we couldn't get it weighted down. And
how to chart it. Hashtag best job ever.
Yeah, yeah, yep. When they say safety first, it really is safety first.
Sometimes we joke that it's second.
It's
but
second
it's
or sometimes even third, but no, it is, it is, it is.
There was the 4th of July, one of the biggest days of the year on Main Street, when there was a complication with the road closure sign because a police vehicle from another jurisdiction was parked across from it. Nobody knew whose it was. Michelle tracked down her contact at Park City PD. He didn't know either, so she did the only logical thing available to her.
Okay, well, I guess I'm calling dispatch on a police officer. Mm-hmm. And I did, and I gave them all the info, and then I had to sit there managing traffic, and I'm watching this guy running down the street, and I'm like, are you this car? And he goes, you called the cops on a cop?
Yep.
I'm like, yes, I would like a red and blue light for the top of our golf cart. Would really help us out.
And then there was the morning at Park Silly Sunday. The market was almost set up and shoppers were already arriving when a vendor's F-350 died in the middle of it. And here's the thing about modern vehicles. You can't put them in neutral or push. You also can't pop the clutch or bypass the computer.
All of a sudden, I see this traffic backing up and this girl comes running at me and she's got tears streaming down her face and she's like, the truck's broke, we can't do anything. And all these people are yelling at us because there were vendors behind them that knew they needed to get out. And we go down there, and now we're looking like, can we tow this? Well, we also have people on the street shopping already. I mean, it's 9. Technically, we're not open, but it's busy. And by the time a flatbed comes, they would have to back in from Deer Valley Drive. We're like, okay, this truck is sitting here. Today, we are sponsored by Ford. They just don't know it.
The truck sat there until 2 in the afternoon. They consoled the vendor. They managed traffic on either side. And when the flatbed finally came to move the truck, Kate and Michelle led the way.
The street is jammed at 2 in the afternoon, and now it's Kate and I screaming our heads off, escorting
that van. Holding hands.
Yeah, I'm like, get out of the way!
Again, safety first. Driving a car down Main Street with 10,000 people.
This is, of course, the lesson in managing events, right? There's plan A. And then you switch to plan B, and you probably end up on plan D. But at some point, you just have to roll with whatever the situation is.
And it's great because people are waiting for Michelle and I to panic or stress out or, you know, whatever we might freak out, and neither of us do. We're the most calm, cool, collected, like, nope, it's all going to be okay. This truck's just going to sit here. Thousands of people are going to walk by it until we can get it off Main Street safely. It's all going to be okay. And it is.
At the end of every event, Kate and Michelle sit down together and debrief. What worked? What didn't? What needs to shift next time? They've been doing it for more than a decade, and they still do it after every single event because they care deeply about getting it right, even when they're laughing their way through the chaos. Over the years, they've also watched a generation move through these events. College students who once worked alongside them at the market are now adults with families of their own, working in event production across the state.
We left a mark on these wonderful kids, and we still do, I hope. And so it's just, you know, those are the real warm and fuzzies, is, you know, these 11 or 14 days back then that we spent with these kids. And they worked hard. They still work hard.
They do.
I mean, the kids that we even have now, they still work so hard for us.
But that's where the bigger picture comes into focus. Not just individual events or crews, but something more lasting. So you talked a little bit about some of the kids you worked with over the years and what that's brought to them. But really, you're giving the community something as well. So speak to that and what you're bringing to the community by bringing these events and bringing people together.
It's a gathering place. We're so proud of where we live. I mean, for me, and I know for you also, but why wouldn't I want to share every bit of our community with my friends and neighbors, but also with the people who decided to come here and visit? You want to show them exactly why it's so awesome.
And Kate concurs 100%.
It does. It makes you feel really good because these are big events in a really small community, and they're very impactful. And to be behind the scenes when no one has asked us any of the questions that you're asking us, it's really meaningful.
Oh, even Kate gets choked up every now and then.
No, I'm choking on a slight tickle. No, but it is. I've sacrificed a lot, even within my own family, and you have as well. It's not important for us to be the shining light or we're not the face and the names behind it. It's just organic.
But we love to hear when somebody says, "I'm calling you because we have this event and somebody suggested you should call the Silly Girls."
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'll take that referral all day long.
All day long.
And that's the world Michelle McDonald and Kate McChesney have built. This is Amber Johnson for the Community Campfire.